do that at the end of the service. And you pray for them. Church family, let me say this. You pray for them. Lift them to the Father by name. As they begin their Christian walk, as they walk with the Father and do what He leads them to do and guides them. Let me invite you to take your Bible now and turn with me to the Old Testament book of 1 Chronicles. For those of you who may be new on Sunday night or you're a guest, we've been going through a simple prayer found in the Old Testament book of Chronicles, only two verses long, but carries with it one of the greatest impacts and one of the greatest meanings and one of the greatest messages. Bruce Wilkinson, when he wrote the book a number of years ago, The Prayer of Jabez, this is what he said about this prayer. Apart from the prayer of salvation, there has been no prayer that has impacted my life more than the prayer of Jabez. And when you look at this simple prayer, it only encompasses two verses. And as you read Jabez, all of a sudden you find him praying this prayer, and he walks off the scene, and you never hear of him again. But you don't read this prayer, but find what he made a specific request to God, and God heard it. So if you have your Bible, turn with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, and we're going through the prayer of Jabez on Sunday nights. And the Bible says these words, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me." And look at the last phrase. Look at the last part. "And God granted him that which he requested." Now, as I mentioned, you don't find a great deal about Jabez in the Bible. As a matter of fact, he's here and he's gone. You'll never read about him in the New Testament. You'll never find him in the Old Testament but this one time. But you do find, in the midst of a genealogy where men are being named and succeeding such a person and the lineage and the line, all of a sudden it's as though the chronicle Ezra stops and says, I want to say a little bit more about this one man by the name of Jabez. And he's given two verses. Now, that's not significant. It don't seem to be. But when you read it, all of a sudden there's some things that in that verse jump out at you because the Bible says, and you don't really know exactly all that it means by the implications, but the Bible says he was more honorable than his brethren. Don't know what honor exactly meant, whether it was popularity, whether it was real estate, whatever it was, whether it was integrity, but the Bible says that among men there was one by the name of Jabez who no one had the honor that he had. And so in this one prayer, there is so much that is found. Dr. Wilkinson said, I've been praying this prayer for 30-some years, and he said, it has absolutely revolutionized my life. So we're going through this prayer phrase by phrase because I want you to listen to what Jabez prays in this prayer. Now, you remember last week I shared with you, Jabez's name means painful one. You know, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to have the name painful one. But that's what his name was. That's what it meant. That was exactly the representation. Now, it could be that his mother bore him in pain. Could be that she had a lot of painful memories or just don't really know exactly. The Bible just doesn't say, but that's what his name meant. But here's what he didn't let happen in his life. He did not let his past dictate his destiny. You know, there are a lot of folks who are doing that. They're letting their past dictate to them. Neither did he let his past dictate his future. And he didn't let his home, whether it may have been a bad situation, only God knows, but it didn't affect how he was going to relate to the living God. Because the Bible says that Jabez was serious about this prayer in so much that Almighty God names him, and the Bible makes it very clear that God honored his request, God answered his request, and God gave him that which he requested. But tonight I want to deal with the second part of it, and if you have a pencil and a piece of paper, I want to urge you to get it out because I want to give you some very important things that are significant. Because in Jabez, the Bible makes it very clear in the very first phrase, when you examine the very content of the very first phrase in verse 10, the Bible says that Jabez called out unto the Lord. Can I tell you this? Jabez knew the significance of calling out to God. Now, whenever you look up the word called out, in the original Hebrew language, here's what it means. To address personally. In other words, Jabez didn't just say, God, but he personally, specifically, addressed the God of his creation. And in the days of Jabez, you know, there were many beliefs, many gods, many ways of living, just like there are today. There's a lot of people that say, well, how do you know that your God is the only God? And how do you know that your belief is the only belief? And how do you know that your way is the only way? Well, I can tell you this, it's backed by the Bible. You know, I mean, the bottom line is, our source is holy God. Our source is the Word of God. Our source is what he says. And whenever you look at the life of Jabez, here's something that Jabez learned in his life to have the blessings of God. Now, I want you to listen to me very carefully. I don't know where each one of you are in your life, but the Lord does. But here is a secret that many people miss in their personal life. It doesn't matter who you are and what you've got or what education you may have. There is a need to call out to God. In other words, Jabez said, I have learned to address God. You know, no doubt Jabez knew well the stories of Moses and Abraham and all of those in earlier on in the heritage and the history of Israel. And Jabez made it his business to call out or to address God. Why? Because here's the reality. There's a passage of Scripture found in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, and it says this. I want you to listen. Call unto me, and I will, does anybody know the next word? Answer. Do you realize that holy God has given to you and me a wonderful promise? You make it your business to call unto me, and I back it by the oath of my word that I will answer you. One of the realities why so many people are settling when it comes to their own personal life, when it comes to their whatever it is in life, is that they're settling. Now, I'm not saying that you can just pray this prayer and you don't have any obligation to walk obediently. There's some preachers who preach, you name it and claim it. They don't think about accountability and obedience. Listen, but here's what Jabez knew. He knew that he had the responsibility to call out to God. And he didn't want to live a life of settling. If you want to live a life of settling, you will. All you have to do is just don't call out to God. Don't ask God for anything. And the truth about it is, if you look at a lot of our prayer lives and what we're receiving in life, look at the comparison. You ask nothing, you have nothing. You're receiving nothing because you're asking nothing. And since God is an unchangeable God, he says, call unto me and I will answer to you. Listen, Jabez said, I know that I can call unto God because he did it in Moses' life. And our God is an unchangeable God. It's the very nature of God. He cannot change. It violates the very essence being of who God is. He cannot change. It's not that he will not change. It's not that he might change. In the very core being of holy God, there is an unchangeableness. He has said it about himself. I, the Lord, change not. And so think about it for a moment. Do you realize that every time you call to God, he must answer? Now, a lot of times our prayers are sometimes off base and we ask out of the will of God. You say, well, God, give me things that are out of his will for my life. Well, let me ask you this. Any good parent, did you give your kids everything they asked for? No way. You always sifted the request against what was best for their life. But here's what Jabez knew. It was a requirement to call to God. And one of the problems that we face so many times in our life and in our living is this. You know, we don't cry out to God. We don't call out to God. We just sort of say something like this. Well, you know, God knows what's on my mind. He can read my mind and he'll give me whatever I want and whatever I need. Only one big problem with that. It is absolutely unbiblical. You can't prove that statement by the Word of God. You simply can't. It's not there. Jabez said, I'm going to call out to God. I'm going to make it my business to call out to God. I'm going to ask of God, and then I'm going to wait and I'm going to watch. Now think about it for a moment. Jabez called out to God, and here's what he did. When you read this prayer very carefully, you'll find every part of this prayer was so specific. You know why it was specific? So he could give God glory. That's why I tell our young people, especially those getting ready to get married, you know, you want a husband, put down the specifics. You want a wife? Put down the specifics. And I said, what type of person do you want? What type of spouse do you want? Why do I say that? Because God says, call unto me and I will answer. Listen, it's not rocket science, folks. Here's the God of Scripture. Here's the God of the Bible who says, you call unto me and you wait and you watch and you see what I'll do. The Bible doesn't say anything about Jabez other than this one prayer mentioned in the Bible. Don't give his education. Don't give very much of his lineage. Of course, you know he was an Israelite. He called to the God of Israel. But here's what he made it his business to do. He called out unto God for his life. Dr. Wilkins was talking about a time he was walking down the hall and he said he happened to see a man in his 70s. And as he saw this man in his 70s, he was kneeling beside his bed praying. And then he said, I thought to myself, what do men that are 70 years of age pray for? Will he pray for revival? Will he pray for peace in the world? And as he listened a little closer, here's what he heard the man praying. Oh, Lord, that you would bless me. That you would bless me indeed. That your hand of favor would be upon me. And as he walked on down the hall, it just sort of stunned him for a moment because he thought, how selfish of a prayer. And then it was as though the Holy Spirit arrested his heart and his mind and his spirit. And it dawned on him. Now, I want you to listen to me very carefully. Blessed people think differently than other people. You know why? Because they learn the power of asking. They learn the power of praying. You have not because you ask not. Listen, one time when Stephanie was just little and I went in her bedroom and she had a pet net. You know what those things are. You put them up and they'll hold a blue million teddy bears and all that. And then came time to take that pet net down and remove all those blue million. And I thought, how in the world did she get all these things up here? Where did they all come from? And then it just dawned on me, guess what? She had all those because she had asked. And listen, that's what God is saying. Listen, Jabez, why does God want to bless you? Now, don't you ever misunderstand this. It's not just blessing you. It's not just pouring favor upon your life. He wants you to realize that He is a holy God. He is a God who's created you. And last week I shared one of the things that Jabez had to realize in his heart and soul, that he was created by a wonderful, holy, good God. Listen, there's not one ounce of evil in God. There is no ounce of bad in God. Our God is a good God. Amen? Then why do we settle? Why do we say, well, you know, God don't want me to have this. God don't want me to have that. God don't. You know what we do? We assassinate our own life. We assassinate our children's life. Why? Because we don't say, Father, would you bless them? What do you mean? Would you put your favor around them? Would you protect them all the days of their life? Watch over them. And you see, in the life of Jabez, here's what he knew. He called out to God, Father, you bless me. Why bless? Because you get one life. Now think about it. Not blessings just for you. Life don't evolve around you. Your life evolves around God. But when you pray blessing, so you can be a blessing. So you can be a blessing to others. Listen, Jabez made it his business and he knew that the significance of calling out to God. But second, Jabez called out with intentionality. Notice what he says. No one in that day seemed to be asking God for anything. What are you asking God for? If I could go around this room and talk to you specifically and ask you, what are you asking God for? What would you say? What would you say you're asking the Father for? Well, bless me, watch over me. What specifically are you asking God for? And you see, that was the climate of Jabez's time. You see, no one was seemingly fellowshipping with God. No one was talking to God. And it appears that people were born, they were going about their life as usual and not giving consideration to God, and they were dying. Sounds like today, don't it? People going about their life, not giving consideration to the reason for life and living and then dying. Jabez was not going to settle. Listen, the Bible makes it very clear that Jabez called out with intentionality. He said, Lord, that you would bless who? Me. In other words, listen, when the Lord blesses you, don't you know it? I got tickled. I had a couple of young ladies who was praying for a spouse. And I told them to put specifically what you wanted. I said, I want you to put specifically. And I'd counsel anyone to do that. You say, well, if I'm getting married, now, are you saying that I can put specifically? Absolutely. What do you want? Are you an outdoors person? What type of person are you? So you put specifically. And I never will forget, both of them came back and said, you know what? It works. Now here's the reality. When you call, you don't just mumble something. Jabez called out with intention, Lord, bless me. Now, listen carefully. The word bless, oftentimes we misunderstand. It's like blessing our meal, all this, and, you know, bless our friends, bless our family. Do you understand what the word bless means in the Hebrew? The word bless in the context of this scripture simply means and literally means, Lord, would you supernaturally favor Jabez is my prayer. In other words, Jabez asked for some big things. He didn't ask for some small thing. Lord, bless me, favor me. Why? Because think about it for a moment. What size of God do we have? What size of God can we call unto? And you see, the Bible makes it very clear. You know, just think about these verses. You know, you call and the Bible makes it clear God will answer. Matthew 21:22. All things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Matthew 7:7. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Luke 11:9 says, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. You see, here's what Jabez knew. If I call out to God, then there has to be something on my end. There has to be that honest openness with my heart. I have to be clean. And there has to be that sense of expectancy. There has to be that sense of intentionality. Could it very well be why maybe your home is not being blessed the way the Father wants it to be? Not asking for anything. There is... Matter of fact, James chapter 4, verse 2. Many of church family heard me say this over and over and over, and I say it so I can say it to myself and be reminded. You have not because you ask not. If I hadn't asked Charlotte to marry me, I doubt if I'd be married. You know what I'm talking about, men? You could look at her and stare her in the eye, and all of a sudden, especially on this Mother's Day, she'd say, what do you want? You know, you can't just stay, you got to ask. And God makes it His business. He said, ask of me. Why? Because He is our God. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, God's saying to the children of Israel through Isaiah, I am your God. And Jabez knew that. There was no request so great, so mammoth, so mighty, but what God wouldn't hear it. So second of all, he called out with intentionality. And then third, he called out with purpose. When you read the very text of the prayer, every single word that Jabez prayed was specific and had specific meaning. In other words, you know, Jabez wasn't pretending. He wasn't playing around. His prayers were short. Now, serious prayers don't have to be long. As a matter of fact, sometimes the less serious our prayers are, we go on and on. Jabez's prayers was very short. As a matter of fact, you can read the prayer in less than probably a minute. But you see, when Jabez had purpose in calling on God, why? Jabez didn't have any problem in God answering. There was purpose. You know, And oftentimes, you know, when it comes to praying, we don't pray with purpose. Lord, what am I praying for? Am I praying with purpose? Am I praying for a friend, family member, loved one to come to faith in Christ? Am I praying for my children? You protect them, Father. You watch over them. You know, see the difference in the people who are blessed and those who fail to receive the blessing as God desires is found in the way they think. Lord, I'm gonna call unto you. E.M. Bounds, probably the greatest prayer warrior that I've ever read. He was a chaplain during the Civil War, lived in the 1800s, wrote some of the most profound books on prayer you'll ever come across. And here is a profound statement, simple but profound. Said, he who receives the most is he who asks the most. Our God is not up in heaven saying, you know what, wait a minute, I've got to divvy out to him over here and I've got to divvy out, listen. Our God has a superabundance. You don't ever have to worry about His hand running out. And Jabez knew that. I can ask God for Him to bless me, and I can live with expectation. But you know what happens? We start asking too much, and here's what the devil says. You're asking too much. You better slow down. You're asking this. I don't know if I'd ask all that. I mean, that looks awfully... Listen, Jabez didn't stop there. He asked, and he said, Lord, bless me, and bless me a lot. Why? Because I have a supernatural... Almighty, all-powerful, holy, heavenly Father. And there is nothing that he can't give. Listen, do you pray as though you pray with purpose? You know, Jabez called. And here's what he would know. I'll know if I don't see the blessings. You see, sometimes, oftentimes our prayers are prayed in such a way that we don't see any answer come, so we don't want to put God on the spot. You hear what I'm saying? We pray, and so we sort of make it in such that maybe the Lord's answered my prayer and I don't know it. Well, let me give you for instance. Let's suppose I go to a restaurant and I order something to eat. And after about an hour and a half, I say, well, maybe they've already brought my food and I don't realize it. No, you know better than that. I mean, you sit there and you sit and you wait and you wait. Why? Because you know you're waiting for something specifically. Jabez, listen, do you realize that God said, I want to single out one man by the name of Jabez. I want you to learn the power of prayer from these two verses. He prayed with purpose. You know, the point is, Jabez had purpose behind everything he prayed. Can I tell you this? When you get down to serious purpose in your praying, it won't take you a long time to pray. In other words, now, you can pray for a long time, that's all right. But when you pray with purpose behind, Lord, here's what I pray. And just ask specifically, pray specifically, watch specifically. You know, that was the way Jabez prayed. And see, here's the thing about it. Jabez knew that God blessed Abraham. Have you ever stopped to think a moment? According to scientists who study the history of the world, there's been and are now 25 billion people that have walked on the face of this earth. 25 billion. Now you think God's about worn out all of his blessings, hasn't he? I mean, surely 25 billion people. No, because he is an inexhaustible God. And that's what Jabez knew. You see, the thing about it is oftentimes in the fabric of our mind, here's what we think. I'm asking too much. I better stop. I don't know how often he called on God. In the Hebrew culture, it was not uncommon to pray morning, noon, and night, or at least to pray morning and night. But the Bible only gives one prayer that he prayed. Did he pray this prayer over and over and over and over again? I'm sure that he did. He probably prayed, Lord, please bless me. Enlarge my coast, whatever that coast may be. Why? Because he wanted to influence his world. Think about it, men. You say, Lord, bless my business. Well, why are you praying, bless my business? So more people can come into my business so I can impact them with the gospel of Christ so that I can let them know the Jesus I know. Amen? Listen, the more people come across your life, the more light you shine to their life, the more you show the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. The more they look at your life and think, what's there different about your life? I don't want to have to be around you 8 hours a day, but since I'm working for you, I have to be. So they just keep looking at your life and watching your life. And after a while, they just say, what is there about your life? And you have the opportunity to tell them that you have Jesus Christ. You see, the thing about it is, blessing is not just about finances or land or property. Blessing is about being a blessing and drawing lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, when Jabez prayed, he prayed with purpose. And it ought to be our prayer to pray with purpose, praying for those around us and praying for those who we know, those who, you know, Lord, pray that you bless my family. What do you mean bless my family? Lord, protect my family. One of my prayers most every day that I pray, when I start the day with prayer, I think about my little granddaughter and think about my wife and I think about my son-in-law too. Pray for him too. But you know, here's the thing about it. Listen to our prayers. And how big is our prayer? How big is God if you compared our prayers, God, to our prayers? How big is God? How big is God compared to your prayers? In other words, if people looked at God by your prayers alone, how big a God are your prayers showing, revealing? You say, I never thought about it that way. I hadn't either until I was thinking and preparing. How big do my prayers reveal my belief in God? Jabez said, I'm going to ask for God to bless me, and I'm going to ask him to bless me a lot. Why? Because I have a sovereign, holy, almighty God, and there is nothing that he can't do. Amen? Listen, Jabez called with purpose, he called with intentionality, and he called with expectancy. You know what Jabez expected? He expected God to answer. When I was telling these young ladies to pray with making a list, I could tell they were excited to get back home and make that list because they was expecting, and I knew some young man was going to come into their life. Why? Because they were praying with expectancy. Listen, what purpose is there in praying if you don't expect? Think about it for a moment. What purpose is there if you don't expect? You pray and there's no expectancy. You don't expect anything. Jabez, suppose he prayed and didn't expect anything. Now, what purpose is there in praying then? Why not just be quiet if you're not going to expect? Jabez expected for God to bless him. And you see the truth about it is, as I said a moment ago, oftentimes our safe prayers really reveal an unbelieving heart. I'm not going to ask much of God. I don't want to put God on the spot. I know God's busy. He's got 6, 7, 8 billion people in this world. And I don't want to really push God. I mean, I don't want to be a pushy Christian. I mean, you know, sometimes we think like we're human and we think God is a human, but the Bible makes it clear He is not a human being. He's not a human bound like you and I are. In other words, there's no such thing as time to God. God is exactly the same age He is today as He was when He created the world. Say, how do you know that, Pastor? Because God is unchanging. And God created time. God does not live within time. He created it. You see, when you look at the prayer, Jabez said, bless me. Bless me. Bless me. Father, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, supernaturally favor me. And I'm sure that everyone who asked Jabez later on in life, how did you get what you've got? Let me tell you about the power of God. We've already seen the power of God demonstrated and displayed tonight as He's drawn lives to Himself. Amen? But what He wants you to do, He said, I want you to continue believing and continually expecting and continually watching me at work. Why? Because, listen, I don't need anything. He is a God who loves to give. Jabez said, enlarge my coast. In other words, Jabez would see. I've had others who have prayed this prayer, and I prayed this prayer, and it really wasn't long after I started praying this prayer that God opened the door once and then a second time to travel to Russia to teach some of the pastors in Russia. When you pray this prayer, you better get ready for God to work if you're going to be serious. You know why? I love what I heard Dr. Charles Stanley say years ago. He said, you give God your life, He'll wear you out. And that's what it'll do. Why? Because there's no greater life in the world. Jabez said, Lord, bless me, enlarge my coast, keep your hand upon me. And the Bible makes it very clear. This is the point. Jabez didn't feel he had to protect God. He didn't have to protect God with his prayers. He said, God, bless me awesomely, bless me a lot, and I honor you. And you know what happened? The last phrase is sobering. And God granted him. And God granted him. Oftentimes you don't notice the next word. That. T-H-A-T. That which he requested. And let me give you an example. Back when my daughter was just a little bitty thing, I've used this example, but it's worth using again. Before she could drive, before she could walk very much, about the age of 4 years old, we was going home one Sunday night. We got to Williamsburg where we had to take a right, go to the house, and at least in a little bit. And from her back seat, she just said these two words, milk, shake. Milk, shake. I thought to myself, get your car, learn to drive, and you go yourself. No, I didn't think that. You know what I did? Two words affected my heart. Two words led her to drive that car. She didn't have a license. She didn't have a permit. She couldn't even sit behind the wheel. But you know what? She asked a simple yet humble request. She didn't give me a lot of reasons behind it. She said, she didn't say, Dad, I'd like to have sustenance to go into my body so I could be healthy. No, she didn't say all that. She just said one, really two words, milkshake. What did I do? I turned left, pulled into Sonic, and got her a milkshake. Why? Because I love my daughter. You see, here's the thing about it. You underestimate your father's love for you. He loves you. That's why some things you pray he's not going to give you, because he's not going to let you wreck your life. But he's going to give you. And Jabez received that which he requested. But what are you asking? Say, Pastor, to be honest with you, I'm not asking for anything. Then how are you enjoying getting it? You're enjoying a whole lot of nothing, aren't you? And that's why you don't believe prayer works, don't believe, you see, people who call out to God find some wonderful things take place. What are you calling out to God for? Are you calling out for a friend, a family member, loved one? Maybe you need to come tonight and place your faith in Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your grace and your kindness and your goodness. And Father, we thank you for this one man by the name of Jabez who teaches us to call out to God, to call out, to make plain, to make clear, to speak with purpose, to pray with purpose, to pray with sincerity and expectancy. And Father, pray for those who may need to come tonight. Father, those who need to respond in this invitation is our prayer. In Jesus we pray. Amen.